reverse order. The Break of Dawn by Bedpost Oracle. Get Out of My Life. The Chances. And before that, One Too Many Heartaches. The Isley Brothers. And before that, I Know What to Say. The Ugly Ducklings that goes out to MFO. And previous to that, You Gave Me Love. Bob and Jean. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. More music now. Thank you.
a ghetto woman waiting for a man to come home. Oh, poor ghetto woman waiting for a man to come home. She's just a ghetto woman. A rat run across the floor, a roach run up the wall. Everything is noise around her, it don't seem to bother her at all. Cause she's a ghetto woman, sitting there all alone. She's just a ghetto woman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Saturday Morning on the Rock and Soul Stream and the Crescent City Connection Show. I am Jason Isaac, here to bring you an hour of Southern Fried Funk and Soul and Rock and the Blues. But not just any blues. What we just heard was the King of the Blues, Riley B. King, the great B.B. King, starting off the show this morning. Ghetto Woman from B.B. King in London from 1971. Now, B.B. King, obviously not a New Orleans musician. Originally from up in the Mississippi Delta. But I wanted to play a couple of B.B. King songs to start the show this week. Because, as I was putting last week's show to bed, I saw that we had just passed the 100th birthday of the King of the Blues. He was born September 16th, 1925. And I really did not see a lot of recognition of the centennial of B.B. King in my regular media circles. And I was kind of tempted to do a whole hour of B.B. King, but unfortunately, I didn't have the time to get it together. But we are going to hear a couple of songs featuring the Crescent City connections of B.B. King, as personified by one Mac Rebenack, Dr. John, who was playing guitar on that track that we just heard, along with a pretty ace band, which included Klaus Voormann on the bass and two drummers, two of the greats, Ringo Starr and Jim Gordon, from B.B. King's London Sessions of 1971. And I got one more collaboration between B.B. King and Dr. John coming up before we launch into the rest of the show. Coming up next, got something that was actually written by Dr. John and Doc Pomus specifically for B.B. King. B.B. did an album in 1981 called There Must Be a Better World Somewhere. Dr. John and Doc Pomus wrote five of the six songs on that album, including the one we're about to hear. Life Ain't Nothing But a Party. So let's hear it. Dr. John on piano, B.B. King on the guitar, coming at you now on the Crescent City Connection.
And if you listen real closely, gonna end up being a winner. I say life ain't nothing but a party. Tomorrow too soon is yesterday. If you live it that way and don't give it away, party goes on. Life ain't nothing but a party, nothing but a party. We'll be right back.
one of the jazzier works of Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes here on the Crescent City Connection. Hey Lil Mama from the album 2000 Days out of 2013. That tune has been a staple of their live sets for many years. When they do that live, they just blow the doors off the place, you know? In back of Johnny Sketch, we heard Professor Longhair doing Red Beans from his masterpiece album, Crawfish Fiesta, out of 1980. And B.B. King with Dr. John on the piano, who also co-wrote the tune with Doc Pomus, Life Ain't Nothing But a Party. That's a mission statement if I ever heard one. From the album, There Must Be a Better World Somewhere, out of 1981, from the great B.B. King, who just passed his centennial. The 100th anniversary of the birth of B.B. King was September 16th. And by the way, listeners, if you are ever in the Mississippi Delta, for whatever reason, do yourself a favor. Get to Indianola, Mississippi, and go check out the B.B. King Museum. I did a Delta road trip some years back, and in one day, because they're not too far apart, I visited the gravesite of Charlie Patton, and then it was just like a 20-minute drive to the B.B. King Museum, which is incredible. So much deep blues history all in that one little area. It was amazing. Highly recommended for fans of the blues. Anyway, I'm Jason Isaac here with you on a Saturday morning for the Crescent City Connection, exploring the music of New Orleans and Louisiana and the various tributaries from that great river of music. And I'm very pleased to be with you on the Rock and Soul stream from the freeform station of the nation, WFMU, one of the great radio stations of all time. All right, we're going to skip back a few decades now and hear one from Ivory Jackson. He was a drummer for a time with Cookie and the Cupcakes, and he made some records of his own on the Gold Band label out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're going to hear one now called I'm a Country Boy. Ivory Jackson on the Crescent City Connection.
Thank you. me. Whoa, stand by me. Now, baby, stand by me. Now, stand by me. Oh, baby, if you please. Now, once you said you love me, that we would never part. But now you want to leave me. You know you're gonna break my heart. But stand by me. Oh, baby, stand by me. Stand by me. Oh, baby, if you please. Now, baby, you know I love you. You know I love you true. I love you so bad, honey, that I don't know what to do. But stand by me. Oh, stand by me. But stand by me. Oh, baby, if you please. Worrying, tired of worrying too. I gave you all of my money. I don't know what to do. But stand by me. Oh, stand by me. But stand by me. Oh, baby, if you please.
Great Earl King here on the Crescent City Connection, Feeling My Way Around. A 1967 record from the Hotline label, which I've never heard of before I looked up that record. But that one was arranged by one of the great New Orleans producers, arrangers, composers, Wardell Kazaer. We heard Guitar Slim in back of that, Stand By Me, from 1955 on the Specialty label. Chawa with a brand new one, Elijah Rock, the old spiritual, The new album from Chawa is called Rise Up from 2025. The great Mardi Gras Indian funk band led by the drummer Joe Gelini, with spy boy Honey Bannister on the vocals. I'm going to confess something. I've been waiting for like 2 years to play that record for you guys. Joe gave me an early mix of that a while back, and I've been sitting on it waiting for the album to come out because it was, I can't leak it, but man, it was so rocking. I just couldn't wait to get it out there. So finally, the album is out from Chawa, Rise Up, and we heard Elijah Rock. And Ivory Jackson back there with a record that jumps like mad, I'm a Country Boy. On the Gold Band label, released in the 70s, although it sounded like it was recorded quite a bit earlier. Anyway, it's the Crescent City Connection. I'm Jason Isaac, here with you on the Rock and Soul stream every week. I don't know if you heard, but the October Hellraiser is coming up, starting next week. Our annual month-long subdued fundraiser for WFMU, and there are a lot of specials on the schedule throughout the month of October. If you want to check out what's coming up, go to wfmu.org/upcoming. The list is already humongous, and it's getting bigger every day. I've got to figure out what my specials are going to be. I promise you I'm going to come up with something good. 4 big ones for the month of October. Stay tuned. Tune in next week. We'll find out what the heck we're doing. But wfmu.org/upcoming to see everything coming up from WFMU. Up next on the Crescent City Connection, a brand new one from John Batiste, the title track of his latest album, Big Money. Speaking of fundraisers, it's coming at you on the Crescent City Connection.
You can buy a house, but you can't buy a home. You can be surrounded and still be alone. Oh, Lord. You can be living the life, but not living the dream. Mama said, boy, don't you be no dummy. Everybody chasing that big, big money.
Big money.
Might have got a horse, don't mean you can ride on a horse. You might have got a plane, but that don't make you fly. Oh Lord, you can be living the life, but not living the dream. It seems. Grandmama said, boy, don't be a dummy. Everybody chasing that big, big money.
Big money.
You can buy a song, don't mean you can sing. And you can win it all and still lose everything.
Something you can feel. Might as well live for something. reflecting in your googly eyes, soaking up the sun to re-energize. Drifting along with the tide, not even trying to hide. Me and my old friend, back here again, watching the gators roll in. Hey, let me play you a song. Feel free to hum along. Everybody around here can sing. The crickets got the highs, the bullfrog got the bass. Everybody's voices together makes a magical place. Drifting along with the tide, not even trying to hide. Me and my old friends, back here again, watching the gators roll in.
Thank you. yourself get hot, yeah. Don't let your love go wrong. Don't let the moonlight get you. Don't let a stranger pet you. Don't let a kiss upset you. Don't let your love go wrong. Remember who you're promised to, no matter where or when. You'll feel a thrill against your will. Count up to ten and be yourself again. Don't let your nerves go ha-ha. Don't let your heart go boom-ba. Don't let your mind go gaga. Don't let your love go wrong. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and let yourself be yourself again. Don't let your nerves go ha ha. Don't let your heart go boom ba. Don't let your minds go gaga. Don't let your love go wrong.
Crescent City Connection on the Rock and Soul Stream from WFMU, and we just heard Aurora Neeland and the Royal Roses, featuring the band's guitarist Matt Bell on the vocals. Don't Let Your Love Go Wrong. 2014 was the year of release of The Look Back Transmission, the album from whence that came. We also heard on that track Bill Malchow on the piano, New York City's Own. Actually, he's a dual citizen. He goes back and forth between New York and New Orleans. I can relate. Tab Benoit before that with a couple of special friends. Anders Osborne on guitar and backup vocals. And George Porter Jr. on the bass. They did Watching the Gators Roll In from an album released last year by Tab Benoit, I Hear Thunder. And a brand new one from John Batiste, Big Money, title track of the new album. And that brings us almost to the end of the show. It's amazing how fast it goes by. But there'll be more next week. I'll be back next Saturday, of course. And There's more rock and roll still to come. Of course, you can stay here on the Rock and Soul stream for the automated Rock and Soul Bunny, or switch over to the mothership for the Michael Shelley Show at 11, followed by Rex and Fool's Paradise at 1, and Toddaphonic Todd from 3 to 6. And then back here to the Rock and Soul stream for drop-in at 6. I'm going to leave you with one from, well, the all-time heavyweight champion of New Orleans rock and rollers, Fats Domino. We're going to hear an amazing version of Jambalaya from his final public performance. It was recorded in 2007 at Tipitina's. It was such a big event at the time, received national attention, and it was finally released on a record in 2022 from the Tipitina's Record Club. So we're going to hear Fats Domino getting down live at Tipitina's to close out the Crescent City Connection for this week. I'll catch up with you once again next Saturday, 10 a.m. here on the Rock and Soul stream as we start the Hellraiser from WFMU.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me oh my Lord. Me gotta go on a T-road down the bayou. My phone, real one. Me oh my Lord. Son of a gun, real having fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, concrete pie, feel it gumbo. 'Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shirley. Figure tall, future jaw, heavy gear. Son of a gun, we're having fun on the bike. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music. That's our middle name.
No.